You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Speaking irresponsibly about others is one of the most vicious and destructive sins.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Wallace Schultz, Associate Lutheran Hour Speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Most merciful and purifying God, may thy Spirit convict our hearts of how short we fall of thy expectations. Burn into our hearts thy promise of mercy. Hold before our eyes the picture of Calvary, the public demonstration of thy love for all sinners. Even in our times of despair and feelings of worthlessness, O Lord, remind us of thy promise that whoever comes to thee will not be turned away. Fill us with a deep sense of repentance and with an even stronger reliance on the forgiving power of the blessed Redeemer. In Jesus' precious and powerful name we pray, amen. With craving curiosity, millions watched the court proceedings as a movie star sued a news magazine for printing slanderous gossip. In some respects, this particular type of trial was new and unique. But gossip and slander are not. They remain one of the oldest methods of damaging lives and ruining reputations. Who would ever deny that the majority of citizens in the land are law-abiding? Most people are never arrested for robbing, raping, or ripping off their neighbors. And these same individuals would sincerely confess their desire to live a good and decent life. Perhaps even you have said or have had these thoughts at one time or another. And yet, no matter how good we might perceive ourselves to be, even the most self-righteous must agree with the author who confessed, "There isn't a soul on earth who hasn't participated in gossip, either as an originator or as a carrier." Of course, gossip is not normally considered a serious sin. Most admit gossip is certainly a nuisance, like pesty houseflies, but that it will always be around. And we frequently conclude that something so seemingly harmless could never be that serious or damaging. This distorted and Satan-inspired conclusion is one of the devil's greatest deceptions. Gossip has caused more grief, ruined more lives, destroyed more relationships, tortured more consciences, and broken more hearts than perhaps any other sin. Suicide notes written by victims of vicious gossip provide irrefutable evidence of the wicked fruit produced by destructive words from the human tongue. Millions of dollars have been lost. Countless homes have been wrecked. Numerous churches have been irreparably damaged and even permanently divided by rumors, slanders, and the trafficking of untruths. Some men are worse gossips than most women. Some people claiming to be Christian are greater slanderers than those who don't even claim to believe in God. Just consider for a moment how powerful and destructive the uncontrolled tongue can be. Listen as I read directly from the Bible. The human tongue is physically small, but what tremendous effects it can boast of. A whole forest can be set ablaze by a tiny spark of fire, and the tongue is as dangerous as any fire with vast potentialities for evil. It can poison the whole body. It can make the whole life a blazing hell. The Bible continues by saying, "Beasts, birds, reptiles, and all kinds of sea creatures can be, and in fact are, tamed by man. But no one can tame the human tongue. It is an evil, liable to break out, and the poison it spreads is deadly." Rather than permitting the devil to use our tongues for his purposes, God in his word encourages us in a positive direction. In the book of Ephesians we read, "Let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth, but be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God also in Christ has forgiven you." Yes, God sincerely desires his children to live in harmony. Instead of starting rumors and gossip in order to achieve vengeance on those who hassle or hurt us, our Heavenly Father desires that we forgive others just as he has forgiven us. You see, instead of punishing us for our sins and shortcomings, out of love for you and me, our Heavenly Father sent his Son Jesus to suffer and die on the cross of Calvary. As the nails were mercilessly driven through the Savior's hands and feet, each blow of the hammer was part of the pain and agony caused by those who gossip, slander, and pass on untrue information about others. For forgiveness for what we have done with our tongues, with repentant hearts, let us rivet our eyes on Calvary's cross. See how he was pierced through for our transgressions. See how he was crushed for our iniquities. Jesus himself bore our sins, the sins of slander and gossip in his body on the cross, that we might die to these terrible sins and live to righteousness. For by his wounds, the Bible says, we are healed. The Savior's wounds bring balm and healing to all who trust and follow him. Our guilt-laden consciences are cleansed by the Savior's blood. And even though we never become perfect, Jesus strengthens us and empowers us to fight temptation. And each time we fail, Jesus intercedes for us at the Father's throne. Why does one gossip? Think of it this way. A young man does not spread gossip nor slander about the young lady he loves. Parents neither slander nor spread false rumors about their children. God-fearing children who love their parents do not speak ill of those God has placed over them. It simply boils down to this. We never gossip about those we truly love. Instead, we do everything possible to defend and speak well of their reputations. But upon those we are neither well acquainted with nor sincerely care for, we frequently spew our verbal venom. Especially susceptible to our forked tongues are those we envy, those who achieve more than we do, and those we secretly hope will stumble and fail. Consider for just a moment someone you recently gossiped about. That individual has faults just like you do, and just like I do. But God loves that individual just as much as he loves you. You see, when God shows us our sins and his Spirit convicts our hearts, we realize how terrible innocent-looking gossip is. Gossip is as bad as prostitution, perhaps even worse. It is as vicious as physically beating up people with a hammer or with chains. When we realize what we have done with our tongues, let us plead, "God, be merciful to me, a poor sinner." Because God is gracious, he has mercy on all who repent. The Lord never permits his repentant children to drown in their guilt and remorse. He heals our sores, cleanses our consciences, and soothes our troubled hearts. As a result of God's Spirit living in us, we then no longer see people the way we have in the past. St. Paul reminds us, Therefore, from now on, we recognize no man according to the flesh. When God's love dwells in our hearts, we have a different attitude toward other people. Instead of damaging them through false witness, we do everything possible to help them and uphold their reputations. Christians seek to imitate Jesus Christ. The Bible states, "Be imitators of God, walk in love, just as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us." Instead of looking down and separating himself from sinners, Jesus mixed freely with them. He did not regard them as having no value. Jesus openly demonstrated his love toward those the religious community frequently rejected and gossiped about. The prostitutes, the tax collectors, the demon-possessed, the sick, and the social outcasts. Christ loved all of them. He did not gossip about them. As you strive to imitate Christ and as your love for others grows, God will empower you to see others, even those who have previously hurt you, in a new way. St. John reminds us, "Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another." Yes, your friends and neighbors may consider you a decent sort of person, but as you sincerely and honestly examine your life, you may realize how deep the roots of gossip have penetrated into your heart. Though you may appear outwardly righteous in the sight of others, you alone know how easy it is for you to join a conversation which involves spreading rumors and stories about someone you don't really care for. Even listening to gossip without objecting is a terrible offense to God. Millions of people have no idea of the heartache, damage, and destruction their loose tongues cause. They are as oblivious to the destruction they cause as moles burrowing away in the dark passages under a beautiful lawn. Incredible as it may sound, sometimes even church groups, ladies' groups, men's clubs, and even Bible study groups degenerate into little more than sanctified gossip sessions. And especially in church groups, where everyone present claims to believe in God, sanction, sad to say, is provided for this Satan-inspired activity. No matter whether you are at this moment a believer or an unbeliever, like most people, you perhaps feel that you live a pretty good life. But if you're honest, you may have to join with a journalist who confessed. "It's a disgusting habit, and one I should get rid of immediately. But I simply can't cure myself of the addiction to gossip." Like the jaws of a wolf clamped onto a helpless sheep, so have the demons of gossip attached themselves to the lives of people. Breaking Satan's powerful habit grip of gossip in your life takes more than mere human power. Freeing yourself from the constant desire or tendency to pass on questionable stories and embarrassing tales about others can be accomplished only through the divinely given strength from God. Consider the day when the Pharisees brought a woman caught in adultery to Jesus. Instead of condemning her as these self-righteous people thought he should, Jesus had love and compassion for her. He forgave her. Then he lovingly admonished her to go and sin no more. Like the woman who was forgiven and empowered by Jesus, you can live your life with confidence that the Savior forgives your past mistakes and that he will help you each time you are tempted to speak shamefully about others. Let Jesus be the sentinel guarding your heart. Let the Holy Spirit be the keeper of your conscience. Let God's devil-defeating power bridle your tongue. Jesus has your best interests at heart when he says, "From today on, go and gossip no more." With the unshakable knowledge that God desires the best for you, and that you no longer have to be engulfed by the desire to talk loosely about others, you can say with confidence the words of the Holy Scriptures, "I can do all things through him who strengthens me." Yes, never forget, the demons of gossip are extremely powerful. They frequently control even the lives of people who consider themselves good and religious. You are no match for them. Neither am I. The Holy Scriptures warn, our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world's forces of darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly places. But now, listen to this. The gossip demon's father, the devil, has been overcome and defeated. The Bible proclaims in Colossians chapter 2 that Jesus disarmed the rulers and authorities and triumphed over them. No, you alone cannot defeat the devil's evil agents of gossip, slander, and false witness. But with the Lord Jesus Christ living within us by faith, we are able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us. In the Bible, St. Paul describes the strength all believers in Christ receive from God. Listen as I read it to you. And how tremendous is the power available to us who believe in God. That power, the Holy Scripture says, is the same divine energy which was demonstrated in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and gave Him the place of supreme honor in heaven. Oh, how sad it is to see certain elements of the public media now attempting to elevate gossip to a respectable level. Television networks have hired special individuals to daily dump the dirty laundry of leading political and entertainment personalities into the public's living room. To his credit, one highly paid and well-known news broadcaster has steadfastly refused to provide the introduction for the lady contracted by one network to daily spew forth the current gossip of entertainment personalities. Even many previously respected magazines now feature pages specializing in the trafficking of highly questionable news involving well-known personalities. And the public has rushed to consume these half-truths like a pig relishes fresh garbage. With all the public pressure to accept gossip as a respectable part of our culture, it would seem that the Lord has also changed His mind over the years. Some may think that God has conformed to our sins and that He has adjusted to allow for this 20th century gutter-level folk art. But He has not. In Exodus 20 we read, "You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor." Again, in the New Testament, we read that during His public ministry, Jesus reminded a rich young man that in order to please God, he should not bear false witness against his neighbor. In the Bible, we are reminded, and I quote, that if any man thinks himself to be religious and yet does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, the man's religion is worthless. You may attend church every Sunday. You may even be involved in various church activities. But privately, you realize your sinfulness due to your tendency to gossip about others. In fact, talking about others may be one of your most enjoyable activities. By the power of God, begin a changed life today. Live with the assurance that Jesus' innocent death paid for your mistakes and sins, that His resurrection from the dead has broken the grip of the devil. Ask God to help you fight the terrible temptations to gossip about others. From this day forward, heed the words of St. Paul and recognize no man, woman, or child from just a human point of view. Recognize them as individuals whom God has deeply loved. See them as sinful people like yourself and like myself, for whom Christ has died. Go and gossip no more. You can do all things in Christ who strengthens you. Amen.